That is just before the Beaver Creek Bridge there on the right-hand side?
Correct.
Okay.
Any questions?
Much needed.
Okay. Yeah, been a long time coming.
Hearing no questions, I would entertain a motion.
Move to approve the grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements by between Taney County and K&H Buildings.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, we have approval, grant of drainage easement, Round Mountain Road, 176-20.
Yeah, this one here would be for a realignment for a culvert. The current alignment does not work very well, and we need to do a different alignment, and that'll give us the easement to go all the way up to the creek and maintain it.
And this is where we're doing the road improvement along Round Mountain Road at this time?
And it would also help water getting over there.
Correct. Yeah, the new alignment will.
Yeah.
We'll be increasing the size of the culvert that is under the road as well?
About 1 foot.
Okay.
Move to approve the grant of drainage easement by between Frederick George McQuarrie, trustee of the Revocable Trust Agreement of Frederick George McQuarrie in Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Devin.
Thanks, Devin.
Moving on down, we have monthly budget report. We have our Taney County Auditor, Mr. David Clark.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, sir.
Numbers for the end of May in the county. The total funds at the end of May for the county was $61,890,331. Part of these monies include not county funds, but funds that are passed through to schools, Department of Revenue, etc. GCR has an end balance of $11,266,361. With that, there were $6,162,577 in revenues, and expenditures being $6,741,229. In Road and Bridge CART Fund, it ended at a balance of $2,191,378. In Road and Bridge Tax Fund, there were $16,538,217. In the law enforcement sales tax fund, it ended at $5,649,530. And in the sewer fund was $15,034,051. I did present this to the commission in full, and if you guys have any questions, please see me at any time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Up next on the agenda, we have the University of Missouri Extension update. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing good.
Got some reports for you. My name's Jenny Novak.
Thank you.
Nutrition and health field specialist.
Thank you, ma'am.
And I have with me this morning Jake Heffley. Jake is our new ag business specialist who will be housed right here in Taney County. And will be serving Taney County and what other counties?
I don't know the name. So I have 9 counties in the southwest region. So I'm the eastern half of that. So
good.
Quite a few around here.
They're going to spread you a little thin.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be spread pretty thin. So, yeah, I have the 9 counties' responsibilities, but I'll be stationed just right down the road, so in Taney County.
And in my report, right there on top, you can see I've been continuing the Cooking Matters program in partnership with Faith Community Health, teaching folks how to prepare and healthy food and shop for those healthy foods. That's especially concerning now that the food prices continue to go up. And this Thursday we'll begin the diabetes self-management program, there again with Big Community Health. Both of those programs are promoted through the clinic to their clients, but they're open to the public, the general public as well. So anyone can participate in those programs. But because, as you might recall, there were some staffing changes with MU Extension, and so now I have freed up more of my time. That has freed up more of my time to provide more educational programs. And so I was able to squeeze in this Walk with Ease program right here in Dana County in Branson. And that was a success. You can see the picture there. We utilized the new Chorus walking path at Iserman Park. It was just perfect for the walking program that's designed for people with arthritis. It's such a gentle little surface to work to walk on. So I'm excited to be able to offer more programs to folks here in Dana County. I'm working with Lisa Arnold over at the Branson Senior Center to come up with some one-time programs. Some requests, we've had a program about anti-inflammatory foods, how those can help older folks with their chronic conditions. So we're going to get some of those scheduled this year too. Any questions for Jake and I? There are other reports in there as well from some of our colleagues.
So any new programs that you'll be bringing to the ag side? Or?
Yeah, so specifically, I'm not sure exactly what it'll be yet, but my sort of research focus and what I've focused on is livestock economics, mostly beef cattle, and a little bit with the meat markets. So I'm interested a lot in the sort of risk management, market analysis, sort of value-added programs. So kind of right now, I don't think a lot of people have utilized Extension because there hasn't been somebody in the office in so long. So right now I'm just trying to get sort of people recognize that I'm there as a resource for them. So that's sort of where I'm at now. And hopefully from that, I can get sort of opinion from the local producers of what they actually want to hear and what's their issues. But it'll probably be mostly livestock focused, especially because that's, you know, most of the people here. But, you know, whatever comes up, I'm interested in pretty much any topics along with ag business. So we'll see. Hopefully, we can get some actual issues from the area addressed with that.
Okay. You figured out a way to get the rocks out of Taney County soil?
No. So I'm actually from Harrison,
okay.
Just down the road. So, no, I understand that. There's no way breaking your back.
Right. Well, but, thank you.
But that's exactly how Extension works. So as you are, you know, out and about in the communities, if you hear problems that are ag business related, feel free to give Jake a call and let him know.
Or if they're not ag business, I can find somebody to
answer
the question.
And do you know the phone number you've been assigned at this point?
Not off the top of my head, but I can get it to you.
Okay, yeah, if you could get it to us, and we'll get that out.
Yep, that sounds good. Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Welcome to the area.
Thank you.
Anything else, Doctor?
Do you have anything?
No, I'm just reading about the diabetes education program from Faith. It's just every time as many people I run into that have been suddenly diagnosed with diabetes, it seems to be a fast-growing problem in Dana County.
It's
diabetes, too, so that's to the diet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so in that program, we learn about healthy eating, physical activity, but just, you know, how to be a better self-manager. So kind of how do you take it day by day, make a healthy choice day by day, and give yourself that grace so you can be your best.
And you can change from your eating habits. You can no longer be a diabetic.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And we've had the first time we offered this program here in Branson, type 2 diabetes, yeah. We had an individual who was able to get off of his medication, his diabetes medication, because he had made such improvements in his diet and his exercise. So great impact there.
Yeah.
And oftentimes we hear folks who have recently heard that they have diabetes, they've got no guidance. They're just like, okay, good luck. And so they're really seeking for some help like this. So you can help spread the word.
What amazed me is that one said to me, we talked about diet, and he said, well, I can get a shot or I can just take the pill. didn't want to change it, died. That, to me, that's education too. They can realize it's a life-threatening issue.
Right, right. So we talk about how heart disease is the number one killer of people with diabetes. So that's, it's all about education. Yeah, just learning.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else, sir?
Thank you all for your
Thank
time.
You. Appreciate it. I have 9:26 a.m. We'll be in recess. We are scheduled for 9:30 upstairs roundtable discussion with Road and Bridge.